Davkuf Chav Beis. V'Yisrael Oves Yosef. So the Torah begins with the story of the fact that Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef more than the other children. We are aware of the whole story. V'asalei Ksenas Pasim, and he made for him a Ksenas Pasim, a coat of many colors, a striped coat. Hine Noida. Says the Maranaim, everybody knows, Hayosa Torah Nitzchis, the Torah is eternal. Now, the Maranaim throws in a curve here that he doesn't say in other places. Nitzchis usually means the Torah is eternal, meaning it wasn't just relevant to that time. It has to be relevant to all ages. Adds the Maranaim another slant. Not only is it eternal in time, but B'chol Adam u'B'chol Zman. That it has to be relevant to every person. So every story in the Torah has to be relevant to every person in every stage. So you can't assume that what the Torah says about the Kohen is only relevant to the Kohen, or only relevant to the Levi, or to the Yisrael, or for that matter, any other mitzvah. But every part of Torah has to be relevant to every person in every age and at every time. V'kadma la'olam. What's more, we need to understand the Torah preceded the world as we know it. Not just in time, obviously, but in stature, Torah precedes the world. Leave it open so we get some air. Ella, we need to understand, Shenislabsha b'sipurim ma'isiyas kifi azman. Torah comes to us in the form of stories based upon the time in which it was given. Meaning, dahino, that is to say, be'ez shahayu ha'avos Avraham Yitzchak v'Yankiv. At the time that we were in the world of our forefathers of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, is nislabsha haTorah b'sipurei ha'maaseh yishalahem. So the Torah was enclosed, it was embodied, it was encapsulated. It came to us in the form of the stories about the Avos. That's the mechanism through which Hashem delivered Himself to us in the form of those stories. But ach mikol mokim tzerach liyis kein b'chol b'koil zman. We need to understand that just because it comes to us at that time in that form, it has to be relevant to us in every stage and in every person. Therefore, v'nikra Torah is called Torah, m'lashon meira derech. Torah, the word Torah itself is from the same language. We call the teacher a meira. It's called a Meira because the Torah is to serve as a guide. V'im kein tzorach lahovin b'posuk zeh ma hayroz derech yeshkan. What is the Torah teaching us? Here's a pen, Howard. What is the Torah teaching us in this lesson? What can we possibly learn from the story with Yosef and Yaakov? So first he establishes the fact that we have to learn something from it. We can't just accept the fact that it's a historical story, because then it wouldn't be in Torah. Amnam hine noidemai machazal. Here we go. Everybody knows the teaching of Chazal. Rashi brings it right in the beginning of Bereshis. Bereshis bara v'goymer. The pasuk says, Bereshis. Says Rashi, what's the beis of Bereshis? Says Rashi, Bishvil HaTorah, that the world was created for the purpose of Torah, Ubishvil Yisrael, and for the purpose of Kal Yisrael. V'ho'inyin, and the concept is, Kitachlis, Kavonas, Brias, Ho'ilomois. The goal, the intent of the creation of the world, Ho'irak Leitiv Libruav, is only that Hashem wanted to do good with His creations. This is very Ramchaldic, this piece. Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Letzatos, speaks about this in many of his Sfarim, that the purpose of creation was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do good with His creations. Why do you have to say that? Explains the Maranayim. Ki Hashem Yizbarach lo yoyetzorech livroi ha'ilom, because Hashem did not need to create the world b'shvil atzmai for His sake. As if we were to compare him to a human being who somehow needed something. Can't say that about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why not? Because if we say that Hashem had a need, if that's the case, you are suggesting, heaven forbid, when a human being creates something, he's missing something, for which reason he's creating something to meet that void. This is not the case with the master of the world. Hashem is complete in every form of wholesomeness. We are not allowed to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he lacks anything. Ad Shenoimer, to the degree that we would suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed creation. You can't say that. Therefore, what can you say? Rakavonas habriya hoisa, the purpose of the creation was kimiteva hatoiv lehetiv, because the nature of good is to do good. Now, who created that nature? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So you're really stuck anyway in a place, because why did he create the nature of good to do good?
Because that's good for good.
You're still forced to say that at some point there was a desire. The Baal Tanya points that out. Mm-hmm. At some point there was a desire. Why? Says the Baal Tanya, of a taiva kemen kankasha nishfreg. He says, for a desire. Why does one person like something sweet and another person like something salty? That's a question that can never be answered, because it's a desire. A desire is something that cannot be explained. But as far as a chisaron, you can't say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has a chisaron. Where do you see this concept that the nature of good is to do good? Kamei shiksev, kamei shamar kosev. Like the pasuk says, Toiv Hashem lakol, Hashem is good to all. The al kain, and for this reason, bara ha'ilamais. For this reason, a Kadosh Baruch Hu created all the worlds, l'sheyuchlu habriyos lehenas mituvai, so that his creations will be able to benefit from his goodness. That's the purpose of creation. Now, how do you define that? How do you define his goodness? V'ikir ha'toiv. Now here he does somewhat of a departure from the way Rav Moshe Chaim Litzato explains. Rav Moshe Chaim Litzato explains that the goodness is having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu mostly in the afterlife. Schar Olam Haba. Comes the Maranayim and does somewhat of a change on that. He says, V'ikir HaToiv, the main goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, Hu Mashem Yis'angim Yisroel Ba'asiyas Mitzvah Yisov, is the pleasure that Klal Yisroel get in the fulfillment of his commands. U'bezeh Mis'angim Al Hashem. That is the ultimate pleasure. The pleasure is, I'm giving you the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. That's pleasure itself. What's the geshmak? What's the fun? What's the pleasure? It's to be able to perform a mitzvah. And then we should understand that if we are enjoying serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Hashem's mitzvahs, Hashem himself has pleasure from our pleasure. Amr Chazal, this is the meaning of that which Chazal say, Yisrael mefarnesim laviyim shebashamayim. Klal Yisrael gives parnasa to God. How in the world can you say such a thing? It's a Gemara. How can you say something like that? What we're referring to is the pleasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from our enjoying being mitzvah doers. If we're enjoying it, he's enjoying it. Says the Baditcha Verov, Kimoshal, I said that was a Freudian slip, because he says the same thing. Kimoshal ha'av shemis anig b'yelet shashua. This can be compared to a parent who is taking delight in the enjoyment of his children. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enjoying our enjoyment, that's the pleasure that we could give. That's the parnosa that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this next piece is worth the entire sefer. This next little piece. Ubezem mevoyer kavanas ha-mishnah. With this we can explain the intent of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says as follows. Al tiyu kirav ha-mishamshin esarav al-manas le-kabal pras. Do not be like a slave, a servant, who serves his master in order to receive reward. That's part A of the Mishnah. Do not be like the servant who serves in order to receive reward. Ella, continues the Mishnah, part B. Hey, you, Kavodim HaMashamshin Esarav, Shulei Amanas the Kavopras. You should be like a servant who serves so not to receive reward. Now, how do we understand the simple meaning of the Mishnah? Don't only serve because you're going to get rewarded somewhere, right? Serve even if you don't get reward. Says the Mornaim, if that's the explanation of the Mishnah, then part B was totally unnecessary. All you needed to say was don't be a server who serves for reward, and any intelligent human being with an average IQ will be able to deduce that... Yeah, it's totally superfluous. Anybody with any intelligence will say, obviously, I should be like somebody who's serving not to receive reward. I mean, that the Mishnah doesn't have to spell it out. If every Mishnah spelled everything out this way, with both sides, Mishnayos would be twice as long as they are. It's totally superfluous. The Mechlal Sha'amar Al Tiyu, if the Mishnah already says, don't be like that, Mimela Nishma, we already understand, that obviously we need to serve in such a way that we're not receiving reward. Why did it need to be repeated again? Says the Marnayim Ayimanoido. Avala ininu kamesha kasavti. The concept is, as I was saying here, shetzorich lis aneg biasias mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach tanig ruchonim ein adam abba. What the Mishnah is telling us is, what should our approach be to every time we fulfill a mitzvah? We have to be able to enjoy our performance of the mitzvahs similar to Olam Haba. What's Olam Haba? Olam Haba is having a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Olam Haba is. That's what it's all about. Tzadikim Yoshvin, Vater Seim Bereshayim, the righteous sit with their crowns on their heads, V'nehenem Eziv HaShechina, and they bask in the light of the Shechina. It's all about connecting to God. Says the Mishnah, don't serve now so that you can enjoy your relationship with God later on after life. No, don't wait for then. Ella, kolaymash le'yavayda le'kabel schar achar zed. Don't serve to get reward after this. V'litzapos, and to wait, to anticipate, litashlem schar, for being paid the reward, olam haba, in the world to come. Mashiach achakach, that's what is going to come, olam haba, in the world to come. No, forget it. El tekef, now, immediately, be'eis asiyas ha-mitzvah, the time that you're fulfilling the mitzvah now. You got to take the full pleasure now. Don't wait for it then. Take the live and bask in the Shechina now. Vizel, you should serve shaloi almanas, meaning don't serve for the later pleasure. Serve for the pleasure you could get right now. Why delay it? Don't serve in order to wait till later on. Is it toivim, is that to get something good out of it? Ela toivu eisig b'mitzvah gufe. The goodness is the toiling in the mitzvah right now. V'tekev sh'eisig, right now, while I'm toiling, yisanig al Hashem, I should have pleasure from my service. There's almost an identical word than elsewhere here, and in the Kedushas Levi speaks about it. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. We learn that the reward for mitzvah is a mitzvah. Schar avera avera, the reward for an avera is an avera. Says the Badin Shavirov, Schar mitzvah mitzvah, the reward for the mitzvah, is this mitzvah itself. It doesn't mean the reward for one mitzvah is going to be another mitzvah. Means the reward for the mitzvah needs nothing more than the very fact that I was able to do this mitzvah right now. I'm putting you guys on speakerphone a second. All right. Next paragraph is El Bereshis Bishvila Toyra Bishvila Yisrael. This is the meaning of what the Chazal tell us. Bereshis, for the sake of Torah, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, Din Hashem Yisbrochu Bilti Bal Tachlis. This is, now we're going to deal with some existential issues. Hashem is infinite. How does an infinite creator create a world? Shu Bal Tachlis. How does an infinite creator create a finite world? Torah is the methodology. Torah is the tool that Hashem used to create a finite world. Like the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself, he robed himself in this form of splendor, referring to the Torah. Through the tool of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constricted his Shechina. The Torah was the methodology through which Hashem limited his presence into the world so that there can be the concept of limitation. But the main intent of the creation was only for the sake of Klal Yisrael, that they should walk with the Torah of Hashem, and they should receive this ultimate good of being able to connect to Hashem through mitzvahs. Ach, if that's the case, the Torah should have begun with its mitzvahs, Parshas Yisrael. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo bother giving us a Torah that begins with the stories, the Bible stories? The concept is the mitzvah. We are told that there is a mitzvah to tell the tale of the Exodus. Like it says in the Haggadah, anybody who increases the telling of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim is praiseworthy. What is this? The person who increases the story. What's that about? Chazal teaches a very fascinating concept that the idle talk of Torah scholars requires study. Why? No person can always be studying Torah. A person needs to speak physical speech. The tzaddikim yelchubam, and the tzaddikim continue to walk in their ways, kishem edabir mafilu dvarim gashmi, even when they're speaking about the physical. Hem dveikim b'Hashem yizbarach, they continue to cleave to Hashem. Umamish sichas on Torah. Literally, their idle talk is Torah. Ki malim b'zen neshamais, because the tzaddikim continue to elevate souls with this talk, k'may be'esek haTorah, just like when they're studying Torah. Why? Because v'yesh neshamos shiyuchelim lis'ales b'diburim yoyser mibe'esek haTorah. Because there's some souls that tzaddikim are able to elevate more with their physical talk than they can when if they would be studying talking Torah. She'ein lem koyach li'iskalol b'Torah, because those neshamas, due to the fact that they're so low, they have no relationship to Torah at all, and as a result, they have no ability lus alas imatoyru rakim adibra gashmi. The only way they have access to the tzaddik is through his physical speech, through talk about physical things. V'zeu inyan yitzias mitzrayim. That is the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? What does that have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Miloshoin Meitzar Yam. Mitzrayim is made up of two words. Meitzar Yam, the narrowness of the sea, referring to Ratzalayna Somoch Lisvas Yam Hachoch Mohamitias. Adjacent to the sea. The sea is referred to as the body of wisdom of Torah. Somoch Layam, adjacent to the sea, the beach, if you will, or what else do you have on the shoreline, is a place that's not in the sea, but it's close to the sea. Ulechein mitzvah leinu lesape b'yitzi, tomid b'yitzias mitzrayim. Therefore, there's a mitzvah for us constantly to be talking to yitzias mitzrayim, meaning, pirish b'chol eis b'chol shah, at all times, kishemidaber eis adaber, when we're speaking about something, yedvarav b'yitzias mitzrayim, we should be talking about how to get out of that narrowness and jump into the water. There are people who live on the sidelines, who can't get in, and what the tzaddik is able to do when he speaks about non-Torah topics is be able to bring these people and elevate their souls so that they can eventually get into the Torah concepts. This is not only on Pesach that we should be doing this, but we should be marba, and I feel the tomid yisipurai b'yitzias mitzrayim. We should always be talking about how to help people get from the shoreline into the water. Vizel, now to answer Jeff's question. Vizel, now you see very easily the connection between all of this and the parsha. Vizel, v'Yisrael, oyvis Yosef, the pasuk says, Yisrael loved Yosef. Dina Yisrael, b'Zoyah, Kodesh, the Zoyah teaches, the Hashem, Yisbarach, Nikri, Yisrael, Sava. The Zoyah says that Hashem is called the elder Yisrael, the Yisrael above. The Yosef, who are tzaddik. Yosef is known as the tzaddik. Why is Yosef called a tzaddik? Kitomid Moisif biyira shemayim, because the tzaddik is constantly adding to his fear of heaven. Lahalos madreges tachtonos elav yisboch, to elevate the lower levels to Hashem. Moisif, meaning he's constantly conquering new territory and adding that territory to the domain of Hashem. Continues the pasuk, ki ben zikunim hulai, because he is a ben zikunim, v'targum onklus, onklus translates, are bar hakim hulai, he is a wise son to him. Pirish, that means, shemale kol haneshama is bidiburai, that this tzaddik is able to elevate other souls with his wisdom. As the pasuk says, v'kulam b'chachma is bariru, they, all of them, all of these souls were elevated with wisdom. That refers to the Yama Chochma, as he said earlier. And the tzaddik made for Hashem, he's twisting the pasuk here, he made for him Kseinus Pasim. Ki atzaddik oisa l'Hashem yizbarach levushin. The tzaddik is creating, v'asaloi Kseinus Pasim, means the tzaddik creates for Hashem new garments. Why new garments? Because what the, as he explained earlier, the Sipurei Maaseis, the stories of the Torah, are all about the fact that Hashem needed the Torah as a catalyst to bring his presence into the world. As the tzaddik conquers new area, new souls, to bring them to Hashem, what he's doing is he's creating new methods of levushim, new areas for Hashem to place his shechina into. Is v'asaloi k'sainis pasim, the tzaddik makes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu new garments. B'mashi yislabesh by Hashem yisbaruch. Pasim, the word pasim, says the Maranaim Hurosh HaTevis, is an acronym for Pesach Yitzias Mitzrayim. Pasim is the same concept as Pesach, the mouth that speaks, referring to the words of the tzaddik, is always Yitzias Mitzrayim, v'hovin, and understand this well. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. So the Maranaim here is teaching us several fundamental things. First of all, that Torah is eternal, has to apply to every person and every time. The second is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order for us to benefit from His goodness, and that goodness is the privilege of being able to fulfill mitzvahs. How that has a relationship to the second half of this piece, I have no idea. And then the Maranaim says that Bereshis was Bishvil HaTorah, was for the person of, because of Torah and because of Yisrael, because it was only through Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows His Shechina to come into this world. And perhaps that's the connection, because every mitzvah that we do in the physical world adds to this domain of the Shechina. As a result, it is really the mitzvah of part of the appreciation, I guess, part of the reward, part of the enjoyment that we should feel in the mitzvah is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the opportunity to declare this new area as a makom hashchina. He gave us the ability to create these garments and this presence of Hashem in the world.
When